fireworks on a Thursday. All those hard at work, but still taking time to listen to us. Well, good afternoon to you. Once again, birthday greetings to Adonijah and Ado. Listen, greetings coming from all over for you. I got a Gailan who is in Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. Gailan is saying, I love Adonijah, love his spirit. He's a beautiful man. Happy birthday to you, Ado. Also, coming from England, in England. Let's read some of the overseas ones right now. Peter, a fan of Ado as a Calypsonian, as a writer, sending birthday greetings your way. I'm from right here. Miss Williams, good afternoon to you. Say hi to Ado. Now, our guest this afternoon is Dr. Stefan Walker. Stefan, an accomplished musician, entrepreneur. When it comes to music, when we talk about knowledge, his understanding of it, is willing to share. Man, he's there. So what... I invited him, and you know, we were discussing what we were going to talk about, and we decided, hey, let's do a top 10. Now, doing a top 10 is nothing new. Everyone does top 10s, you know, top 10 this, top 10 that. Maybe when it comes to crop over, the top 10 parties, maybe the top 10 foods, venues, bashment sounds, kaiso, but no. Stefan, and you're going to have to explain it, man. He says, hey, I'm going to do the top 10. Top 10 crop over songs of all time. Not of the last 10 years, not since 2000, or not of the 80s. He's compiled a list of the Doc's top 10 cropover songs of all time. But he's coming with the reasons why he chose that as well. Very interesting to hear the reasons. I can see, because he sent the list to me. I have it here. I'm not going to share it. I'll leave that for him after 4 o'clock when he shares it. But I tell you what, in the meantime, if you have a top 10, worry about a top 5. Let's do a top 5. Your top 5. If you could put in 10, then put in 10. Share with us. I would like to know. Remember the number 434-1790. You can also WhatsApp 266-4862. Now remember, at 3:30, we have your news. That will be followed by Radio School. Uncle Jeff will be joining us. And then after that, we get into the interview and the discussion, or the conversation, as we have a crop over conversations.
To give me some loving too. funny. He wife wrote to Christine. Dear Christine, my husband got another woman. Christine tells she gets her next man too. She did Johnny find out and scalds she with hot stew. Somebody ring down by the girlfriend and tell she come and give poor Johnny wife hell. Is she high voice?
You can't have things with me. No needles and things with me. I don't care how you write, Christine. You have to share your husband with me. Oh, you can't have things with me. No needles and things with me. I don't care what you say or do. I got still interfere with you.
Johnny getting frightened, cause he wife and chustle always in bacchanal. The girl say, foolish Betty, you must understand. You got the ring, I got the real thing. That's the man. And even when you play a quarrel with he, the same night he does sleep with me. And yet you can't have things with me. No needles and pins with me. You're too ugly, your face bumpy. You're too scruffy, your foot boxy. And yet you can't have pins with me. No needles and pins with me. If you want me to take my place, you have to learn to walk up your waist. Preston, Johnny wife is a quiet person. But this night in question, the woman had a big explosion. Because she see Johnny kissing Judy best. Take she knife, wax, wax, stab she in she chest. When Johnny see she down there in all the pain, he take off like a express train. The wife kicking, can I be with me? The nails and spinning with me. I don't care what you do, Betty. You must still interfere with me.
Oh God, Miss Preston!
Okay, so I already have a couple top five lists already. Interesting as I look at these lists. You can share yours if you want to. 4341790. Sorry, I just had a moment. 4341790, or you can WhatsApp 266-4862. Remember, Stefan Walker, Dr. Stefan Walker will be in to share his top 10. He has a top 10 list of the top 10 crop over songs he's going to share with us later. But if you have a list, let us know as well. Let's say good afternoon to Harold and family over there in Black Rock. Tuned in to Fireworks. Well, good afternoon to you. Harold said, I don't even have time to think about a list, but I could tell you at the top of any when it comes to road marches, this is it. Rasile, the first of his two road march titles.
Let me go, spring garden on fire. You know Peter's run to fire, but run from water. I heard that soca blazing down on the highway. So I had to go and help all them people down there. You don't want me to go, but stand there and ball. I ain't missing this thing at all, at all, at all, at all, at all. Spring garden, I come in. I stood at home and heard how you're burning. Spring garden, I come in. All the traffic blocked, so I'll be running. I'm coming down with me soca to fight fire with fire. Spring garden, Rasile coming. Give me room, I can't wait no longer. I got to go and help them put out this fire, cause they just can't use no water to out this fire. You got to jump and prance till you catch the fever. Things are getting so hot, but still I cannot be free. I'm going down to Spring Garden with some tempo to help them to cool the heat. Good God, Spring Garden, I come here. I stood at home and heard how you're burning. Spring Garden, I come here. All the traffic blocked, so I'll be running. I'm coming down with me so glad to fight fire with fire. Spring Garden, Razzily coming. Rumor, yeah, when you see me coming, just back on. The temperature rising. Stop what you're doing and come if you're coming. Every posse going down to the highway. Look, you have me in misery standing here. If you know you're incoming, let me know right now. I am the fire chief, so I have to show them how. Spring Garden, I come in. I stood at home and heard how you're burning. Spring Garden, I come here. All the traffic blocked, so I'll be running. I'm coming down with me so car to fight fire with fire. Spring Garden, Razzily coming.
Now you gotta see the mighty Grinder Highway, we come in. From a Black Rock family, good afternoon to you. Someone say, yeah, that's sweet, but something sweeter. VOB, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, please. No, you countering what Harold had to say.
Yes, the sweetest song from Razzily is Ekbozi. Eh, no up to the song, and it fits now with this time.
But as I was trying to say to you, you don't think, you say it fits now, but it fit back then, well, unlike the panties.
Yeah, but back then, the girls were now starting to just show a little, but now it's showing everything.
Were you one of those that he was singing about?
No.
You said they're real fast, though.
No, I was not.
It's fine.
But I love this, but I dance.
All right. Well, you know that. So that's your top, Razzily. But would that be your top song? You ever thought? I mean, there you got years, decades of songs. And you have the ones, the fast ones, and the ragga soak and the kai soak. You ever thought of what could be top songs?
Top song be country soak. Oh. That's by country soak, yeah.
All right. That you never had to think about that. That's yours, for sure.
For sure.
All right. I wonder if that's on Dr. Walker's list. We'll see. All right. Well, thanks for calling. You enjoy your day, okay?
Okay, you too.
All right, bye. Let me read another list here. This one here coming from Lisa. Lisa says, Issues of the Day by RPB. Culture by Gabby. Voice in My Head by Edwin. Tribute to Griner by Mad. And Lego Ihan by Griner. All right, Lisa. Okay, I'm losing my thing there. All right, here we go. Another top list here. Here are my top five, Cashy. Jack, Mr. T, Spring Garden on Fire, Pump Me Up, and Raga Muffin. You see, he's a party person. Party parties, all right. See, there could be so many more. Well, there could be, because we have decades of music to look back on. As we're done Spring Garden, let me give you another one from Spring Garden. This one coming down from The Hawk. Oh, sorry, D-Hawk.
Mama, yo!
when this one came out, I was going down Spring Garden. Yeah, I was holding a woman. Well, more she was holding me, my mom. It's a little different now, though. It's 21 minutes after 3. Good afternoon to you. Fireworks.
This year is the first time that I decided to jump off a boulevard. And any time I hear about it, my body's just a shake all over. Them women on the TV with the big backside, this have me staring at them with my eyeballs open wide. I just can't take it. This thing I just can't hide. Spring Garden, you belong to me. And if you see me rocking down Spring Garden with a woman in my hand, rocking down Spring Garden, I rocking down Spring Garden and I jamming in the band, rocking down Spring Garden, I rocking it with Judy, I rocking it with Jane, I rockin' it with Jenny, I rockin' with Elaine, I rockin' it with woman, I don't even know the name, but I am rockin', rockin', rockin'.
Say good afternoon to our friends of Westbury.
And if you see me rocking,
they're rocking. Good afternoon to you. Remember at 3:30 we have your news followed by Radio School, and then we're back into the fireworks right after that. Top fives, and looking for top fives of VOB. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Barbados.
Hey, come to all of Barbados. All right, I guess I'm included in that. Yes, please, go ahead.
Yeah, my top five will be Jack, Mr. T, Liar. And then we got to get Edwin in there.
Which one from Liar?
Liar, the Too Sweet, and he came, and, you know, born in the King feel, okay. Right. That was sweet. And then we got one from Edwin, which is, you know, she's on that one by Edwin, I can't remember now.
That one from Edwin?
He won all three that year.
Voice in my head.
Uh-huh. And then the last one for me now will have to be Allison Hines, Ragamuffin.
Ooh, all right.
Somebody old and somebody new.
I could see that. All right. Well, it's so funny. Let me say good afternoon to George. George said Jack has to be the top of everybody's list. As soon as he said that,
singing our song word for word and just remember a teenager just jumping from the stadium right down to Spring Garden. Then, I mean, it can't get out of no, but it was great. In 1987, we won the Best Community Band with Mark Williamson, Chris Williams.
Uh-huh.
We were the Peace Girls, and the Ninjas come and infiltrated us. So we were the Peace Girls. So my family was in from England, so my little sister's like, my uncle is like, where's Sonia? My little sister's like, look for the one with the biggest behind. Big source of the world. Love you, Barbados.
Have a great day, Sons.
Okay, wait.
Bye-bye. This written in 82. Was this released in 92 2002? I think even in 2022 this song might still be applicable. Gabby with Jack. it's time for fireworks. Let's continue with your fireworks, of course, brought to you with the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing. Remember, waterproofing means us. Give us a call today, 271-4933. Rotoplastics Barbados Limited, manufacturers of the Tough Tank Water Storage Tank and your tank installation and maintenance specialists. Also, distributors of Pentax Water Pump. This man, as I said before, you know, when it comes to music, he knows a thing or two. He's been doing it for a while, and his approach sometimes, you know, blows my mind. You know, when he can take what we call our regular music or things you're accustomed hearing, and he does some fancy things with it. You know, I don't know if there's a term for that. I just call it, you know, brilliance. Let's say good afternoon and welcome to Dr. Stephan Walker. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, good afternoon, Cassie. Good afternoon, everyone in VOB country.
Yeah, man, it's good to have you on the inside. Now, you know, you've done so much work with the young people in particular, you know, with the BCC program, you know, working with the junior monarchs as well, you know, trying to get that. And that's all brilliant. That's all brilliant, you know. And I really appreciate that we actually have people that are helping to guide and develop the young people, you know, in this music industry. And I was going to talk so much about that. And then you talk about a list.
Yeah. So when I came here on Fireworks previously, it was all about looking at Barbadian music and Bajan music and crop over the years from a different perspective, because we get a lot, and over the course of COVID, we got a lot of these interviews. What are you doing now? How's your family? So I said, you know what, Cashew, there's an idea. Let's see if we can toss this out. How it used to be in the old Fireworks, discuss Bajan music, the perspective, the bigger picture of it, the whole narrative of crop over, but from a different angle. So that's why I threw the topic out at you, that to pull together a crop over top 10. And in this top 10, it's not a popularity top 10. It's not a one based on subjectivity too much. But this top 10 is made up of songs that change how Bajans perform music in crop over. What audiences expected to hear in crop over. The influential songs, the ones that change before and after, or the ones that exemplify a template of approaching crop over music. So that's what it's made up of. Not just random songs that I like. I mean, I like them, but there's more than that. There's more evidence that goes into this top 10.
But you know, you said it's not necessarily a popularity thing. It's not about the most popular songs. But for it to be influential, wouldn't there have been some element of
popularity? There has been some element of popularity within crop over. But I mean, some massively popular songs are not on the list. So before callers call in or people see you and say, nah, that man put on this song or that song, I just want to declare in the early, it's not an all-time popularity list, but a list that's made up of songs that change the face or exemplified or that brought a certain level of different way of thinking in approaching music, lyrics, writing, whatever, in crop over environment.
Now, we got to talk about how you approach this here, because you just mentioned a lot of factors, you know. How do you then approach this here? Do you then, okay, because I mean, when we're talking about crop over, you know, we coming from the 70s now, all right? So we're coming from the early days, and of course we've seen the progression of the music. We've seen the subgenres come up now, you know, so How do you then look at all that music over the decades? Look at all those songs and the artists. I mean, to just say 10 songs is ambitious. I mean, 10 artists alone are
10
ambitious.
Artists are ambitious. I mean, obviously there are more lists we could pull together. Uh-huh. But in doing this and looking at it over the course of that time, I broke it down to phases, Gashi. Because crop over is separated into various phases. You can see it not only in the costuming or the media or how it's packaged, but also in how people dance within these phases. And in the music, there are definite phases within crop over. So I looked at the phases and then I said, you know what? What tunes best represent each individual phase of crop over? So in the early phases is the period of the 70s, And then there's the 80s phase, which I have been the insertion of grind and that Road March time. The when Bai came to the fore in the early 80s and that Gabby Bai clash that propelled Crop Over's popularity in terms of Calypso into another level. And then in the 90s, obviously now when the Beijing invasion was in the carnival and the massive bands of the 1990s, so that's another phase. And then we're into now the post 2000 phase now, where the end of the back end of the first phase of Bashment Soca, the new Bashment Soca, and of course the Red Boys sound now that was, I should say, or is, I don't know where, which phase, which verb to use now in terms of Crop Over, but was, is influential.
Let's say is, Crop Over
is there, influential yeah. in another type of music making within the whole Crop Over experience. So we got the Red Boys phase and then the late Bashment Soca, which is the period we are in now. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're broken down those various phases. And you throw songs now to represent each of those phases.
Now, you broke it down by decade, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s, but you just put two decades together, though, from 2000 right up to now, to present.
Since 2006, since 2006, there have been certain influential songs now, which is the Bashment Soca Part 2, the second phase of Bashment Soca, or the Reborn Beijing Dub, as they call it. That, and then you have the Red Boys sound, and it's a combination of those two things now that have dominated since about 2006, right away, 2007, 8, maybe, okay. Right the way up to today.
So that 90s phase could go into the 2000s then?
No, the 90s phase is separate, definitely in the mid-90s, from the time Ring Bang came out and Ragga Soca in the early 90s, that 90s to about 2005, mm-hmm. 6, that's one phase,
okay.
Right? And then we're in this phase now. Mm. So that's why I divided up. That's how it made sense of this top 10. Mm.
Why even bother to even try to condense it to a top 10, though?
Because top 10 sounds snazzy, and it obviously gets listeners perking. If I said, have you announced that Stephen's coming to give a top 2,000? I mean, listeners will be like, what? A top 2,000? Men tuning out, men going to other stations to the competition. So we don't want that happening. So
what's competition?
You're right.
That doesn't exist.
Right.
There's no competition.
There's only one station on the FM band. Right? So we just condense into that. So we get a top 10 list, get some people calling in maybe, and get some mm-hmm. suggestions for other songs that could be on the list, but that's the rationale behind it. So in other words, there's some reasoning to this madness.
All right. There's a method to the madness. No. I'm not going to give out your list yet. Mm-hmm. I'm going to allow you to give out your list yet. So far, people have started to share some of their lists. I actually wrote some down, so on. Because I said, you know what? Maybe if you can ever try to do it for a top 10, mm-hmm. let's try for a top 5, so on. Say, Issue of the Day by RPB, Culture by Gabby, Voice in My Head by Edwin, Tribute to Griner by Mad, mm-hmm. and Legoihan mm-hmm. by Griner. That was one top 5. Another top 5 that was there.
And none of those songs made my top 10, but go ahead. But all of them are great songs. I'm telling you that some of them are very popular songs and you have a case to make to get them on, but those did not make it on.
And as you said, it's not a popular.
Correct.
But you see, I think.
But that was a great list, nevertheless, though.
A lot of people are going to go based on the popularity of the songs. I think it's based on experiences as well. I think those that were a part of the festival.
Correct.
Back in the 70s. And 80s, they may favor songs from back then. The younger generation may favor the songs from the 90s, the 2000s, and
correct.
Such. So you may see.
Yeah, and they have some songs there from the early 80s, and it was not partying then. I'll let you know that, Kashi. I was very much at home, sleeping in those days of 1981, 82. Those songs are on my list, but I do get you. Some people will have, obviously, connections. But I said there's a musical approach and a musical angle I'm taking. So hopefully F will be able to argue and you'll be able to say, that's where he's coming from in terms of including this particular song.
Let's see. Anne says her top 5 songs, Jack, Spring Garden on Fire, Lego Ehan, Saucy, and Mega Monday. Mega Monday, all right. She went from the 80s and jumped straight to Mega Monday.
Skipped out the 90s, really.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
That's interesting that you actually get that there. All right, let's see. The list, Don't Sell Cornwell. That was Cornwell. That was Popsicle. The year that he won in 2011. That must be on any list. A good calypso to me has wordplay and an element of humor. The Hollywood Tree as well.
Right, so let me just say, it's not calypso. Remember, crop over music consists of calypso and soca music.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at the broad gamut of it. We're not just narrowing it down to the calypso form. We're looking at it both major genres which make up the crop over musical experience. Mm-hmm. So soca songs are on here as well as calypso songs.
Let's see. Well, they went with Gabby. Just listen to that intro. It says, pins and needles will be there too. That's Pascal. That's Pascal talking. All right, let's see. Good afternoon. Popsicle Pick of Fear. Gabby Boots, Red Plastic Bag. Can't Find Me Brother. And Mallets for Cup. That is AC. All right, let's see. Jack, Mr. T, Spring Garden on Fire, Pump Me Up, Ragamuffin. All on that list.
Oh, a ragamuffin.
Ragamuffin. Alrighty then. What are can you give? And this is for the listeners. If you want to share a top five, if you're bold enough to go for a top 10, then fine. The doctor is going to share his very soon. Here are my top five. Bag of Riddles. Bim. I'm sensing something here.
You yes, R-P-B I'm sending fan. A slot here.
Culture by RPB. Sorry, Culture by Gabby,
hey,
sorry.
Hey, don't get arrested, no, Cassie.
You see, because the person started out with two RPBs.
Last crop jail there, boy.
It's a Paradise by Ronnie D. And I'm Back by John King. Yeah, John King, that year when he came out, I Am Back and Jump and Wave. That was a pretty good year there. Let's see. That is a hard task. Not even going to try. You know what, Cassie? I haven't heard Charmer, the Big Shot laugh. All right, cool. That's
part of the crop over, yeah. Crop over releases. That pretty, I'm not sure with the year that came out. I gotta research that window.
That was a while back.
Yeah, that was a while.
I wonder if that year is listed in our system. Let me try. I know we got this song. I don't know.
I think the year listed.
I can remember when he came back and sang it in
the '90s. Correct.
You know when that really got popular again.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know the original. Everyone was here. Listen, that man is a walking.
Listen, I got a big challenge for Ronnie though. I want to take on a guy called Ryan Bean.
Uh-huh.
I'll set it up on Zoom though. I'll do the test.
I'm not on Zoom, man. Wait, so is Ryan in Barbados?
Ryan is in Barbados, but very much so.
We will arrange it an afternoon on fireworks.
We arrange an afternoon on fireworks. So I get the quiz though, because it got to bring obscurity. I want to see.
You want to set the quiz?
I want to set the quiz. I want to set the oral quiz for Ronnie.
Ronnie, I know Ronnie's probably listening. Ronnie, we're going to do this. We're going to make something happen. All right. Is your list in order, in any particular order?
No, it's not in any particular order. I purposely did not rank it because saying that it's the ultimate crop over song of all time, that is bound to generate controversy.
Of course.
It's bound to generate controversy. So even more than this list will, obviously. But yeah, I didn't put them in any ranking order. I just said these are the 10 songs I think have been the most influential. So no order.
Did you choose, did you want to populate your list with like two from one phase, two from another phase, or was it just across?
No, I just really looked at the phases, the individual phases, and then say, you know what, this song defines the sound of that particular phase and period. So I just listed the periods and then said, look, these songs typify that. And in the 90s, there was a lot of creativity going on and a lot of influential songs being made. So they tend to dominate the list more. But yeah, so it wasn't really any looking at only one song from this period. No, it was just choosing according to my rationale.
All right, somebody say Charmer's song was released in 1960.
That predates Crop Over, as I thought. Yeah, but a good set.
A good
set. But 14 years or so, 14, 15 years.
All right, we're not, somebody say, let go of the list. No, not yet. Not yet. But we're going to talk about the phases. Before we get into the list, you can submit yours as well, 266-4862. We're looking for your top 10 crop over songs. And it's whether it's a Kaiso, whether it's a Raga Soka, Bashman Soka, the Fast Tunes, Walk Up Tunes, whatever it is. Once it was a song released for the Crop Over Festival that you could submit, let us know. We could take a break and come back. Dr. Stefan Walcott is here this afternoon. Fireworks 2021.
B.O.B. Courtesy Garage. Win big in association with Standard. For your chance to win this Hyundai Grand i10.
Plus 10. $10,000.
That's right.
That is mine.
Free insurance coverage for 1 year. Compliments go operators, General Insurance. You must listen for the Win Big Sounder. Heard on only Stockholm Network stations. TOB 92.9 FM. Hot 95.3 FM. Life 97.5 FM. And The Beat 104.1 FM. Write the date, time, and station you heard the sounder and write them and your contact information on your entry forms or at the back of your receipts, which you will receive from our shopping partners on our shopping list. Drop your entry forms or receipts in entry boxes at approved shopping locations or at Nation Publishing Fortebell or Stockholm Network River Road. Check our social media pages or stockholmnetwork.net for more details. Keep listening for where to shop and enter to win big with VOB celebrating 40 years in 2021.
We want you to win big that brand new Hyundai Grand i10, the $10,000 and the free insurance all for one person. But of course, three lucky listeners get $1,000 each as well. I will take any of those prizes. You can break them all up. I will take any. That's all good. All right, Doc. We're going to start with the first phase because you say you broke it down into phases. We had particular phases. So let's start with the first phase.
Right. So to me, the first phase is from the mid-70s right up to the early 80s. And in that phase, the calypsos coming out were heavily, heavily influenced by Trinidad. So you would get a lot of the same rhythms coming through, a lot of the same approaches to the phrasing, all of these things. So it marked as the early phase of crop over, where a lot of the musical material was being really, really channeled from Trinidad into the crop over soundscape, right? So you'll find like the bands played similarly, similar instrumentation, all that kinds of stuff. And then that was up to the period of 1982. That ends around 1982 when Gab, I put them all together, call them Baggy. when Bike and Gabby came on the scene, and then Eddie Grant started to produce at his studio. Then a more Barbadian sound began to emerge around that period. And obviously we had the two major leaders within the calypso field that were indigenous now doing calypsos differently, and when they played there, well, obviously Gabby and Bike are on the list, so then we can look and see how they approach the calypsos differently. So that is that phase from the 1974 up to 1982. Unfortunately, cannot squeeze in any song on that list there. If there was a number 11, it would be the work of Viper. Mm-hmm. As well as Gabby's Burmester Harding, which comes from that period just before the 1982 to the early 90s.
I actually would put that there on a list.
Yeah, yeah. That does 10.5, 11. I could not find any way to squeeze. I couldn't see which song had to take off. Something had to be sacrificed, and that was one from that particular period where it was heavily influenced by what's going on in Trinidad.
On your list, what are the songs from that period?
So from the early period, as I said, nothing made the list from that early period of 74 up to 82. Mm-hmm. After there was one song to make it, it would have been Burmester Harding by Mighty Gabby.
Fireworks 2021 with the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing and Rotoplastics Barbados Limited. Dr. Stefan Walcott is with us this afternoon, and the man got a big McGuffey list.
Yes, indeed. Good afternoon again, good evening again, whatever it is, to those of you OB country. Mm. Yes, and I do have my top 10 crop over list, top 10 songs of all time, in my view, with rationale.
Let's start it. Let's start the list now. Can we do it in phases?
Yeah, we could do it in phases. Historical phases, genre phases, your call. We're going to play the music, right, Cash? So people can get a backdrop, or I'm just going to be talking in isolation.
Now, you will talk. What I'll do, I'll give a bit of the songs. Obviously,
Thank you very much.
afternoon on VOB.
That's what I like to teach, at least. Instead of me talking about music, I would like to insert it with some songs in between to break up the monotony.
No problem.
Great. All right. So the list, I want to start historically, at least. So let me go and pull out what I have here listed as number 4 on my list. And I'm using this to represent the early 80s calypso. I'm talking post 1982, when Gabby and Bike had their various ways of performing, their various audiences, their various fans, etc. And it elevated, through the clever marketing that was done at the time, the visibility of the calypso form and the calypso competition in crop over. When those two started to go at it in those early 80s, everyone was in either camp, and that was a brilliant marketing strategy. Whoever was responsible, I think it is my man Baba Motley. if you're listening in Jamaica, shout out to him. It was brilliant marketing strategy, but their approaches were different musically. I remained different approaches musically to this day. So people either operate, so these are the two ways I see them operating in what defines each of their styles. So Gabby's style is based a lot around melodic difficulty, like melodies that are challenging to sing, that have these various chromatic, which is like moving in small little semitones musically, as well as rhythmic phrases, like stuff that complex rhythmically. If you had to write it down on paper, it looks, what is this here? But that's what he's singing. And it's a very, was the best word to use, is a difficult skill to execute. He is his expertise is singing, and the way he manipulates his voice, the sounds he gets. So it's very, very much the word's just escaping me now. It's a maestro type. It's like the featured soloist in an orchestra or in an ensemble. It's that level of performance he brings. Well, the other hand now, Red Plastic Bag is very much more simplistic in terms of, simplistic is not a bad thing. I'm not criticizing him. It's his style. It's the way how his mix, his melody is very singable. Anybody can recognize the hook. He has this clear way of writing that's humorous, and he uses metaphors can't done. So when we look at this 80s period in calypso, we'll listen to a Red Plastic Bag song that defines that particular style that he's bringing to the table, and I want to bring a prototype of the Gabby style that he brought to the table. So on one hand, we have this virtuoso, that's the word I'm looking for, virtuoso type of singing from the mighty Gabby, very technical, complex melodies, complex rhythms, complex arrangements. And now we have the other style, the Red Plastic Bag, simple, direct melodies, using lots of metaphors and humor, and lyrically very dense. So we have these two approaches, and I'm going to play two songs from this period that make the top 10 list, that define this way of approaching Barbadian calypso. So I'm going to start off by playing West Indian Politician. Well, no, I'm not playing it. I'm going to ask Cashew nicely to demonstrate this, where we can hear now this difficulty and this virtuoso type of singing that Gabby brings to the table.
West Indian Politician, you use people like a tool, and your aim and your game is shame. Divide and rule. Your hornet's must wither and slowly die. Your muddy river, it will run dry, and disaster will strike you like.
Correct. And from that short clip, we can hear the difficulty, the jumps in terms of the melody. West Indian Partition. And that those wide jumps. And that chromatic movements that Gabby does all the time. That's the Gabby approach, right? So when you couple that with the rhythms he uses, and in the, I have a live version, which Cashy did not play, which is actually from the finals, where he really, that's where it's a little slower. This sounds like the 10th version. But when you're on here, the live version, when it's fully rehearsed with the festival band, then we hear the full complexity of this melody and how he uses each verse, each time it comes around, and changes it slightly even more. So he makes it even more difficult to sing, even more difficult to reproduce. Every performance of Gabby is a new performance of the song. Right, so that's West Indian Politician from 1985, which typifies that Gabby style of writing, and that influenced many people up to this day. You can check the Ian Webster stuff, Hollywood Tree, for example, where he brings that particular approach to Calypso, in my view. Right, complex rhythmically, complex melodically, and that phrasing that Gabby typified in his performances in the 1980s. So that's one on the list there, West Indian Politician. Right, so the Red Plastic Bag now from the 1980s, Calypso, we're talking here now, which typifies this style of simple melodies, lots of metaphor, is The Country Ain't Well from 1989. So that is number 3 on my list. As I said, no ranking order, but here we have it. The Country Ain't Well, Red Plastic Bag. Correct. So we have you can hear, hopefully, after I've described it, since I described it, the difference between those two performances, right? As I said before, melodically, much more simple than what Gabby does. You can sing back to yourself, hum in the bathroom that melody, the country ain't well, you can hum that. But when you got this Indian Politician and all these various chromatic movements, etc., as Gabby continues to sing and reinterpret each verse. So you get these two different approaches to Calypso. And these, as I said before, the way these guys, the style these guys brought to the Calypso in crop over in the 1980s, formed the bedrock and foundation for how most other people approach and performed. There are other variations, I do know. John King does it slightly differently, but we're looking at it from the major influences, the top 10.
Mm-hmm. All right, carry on. Let's go.
Correct.
We got a program coming up in a couple minutes, but let's
we can fit in another one quickly. So that rounds off the Calypso segment. So what I want to do now is to look at the 90s, and we're going to be knocking them off now one by one. 1990s brought about something called Ragga Soca, which is originally the idea was the fusing of dance hall with soca music. And I want to play now Pump Me Up by Crossfire, Edwin Yearwood. And while Ragga Ragga was the song that brought the name Ragga Soca to the table, the way how Edwin approached Ragga Soca with his singing voice, influenced by R&B, plus the tempo, plus the dancehall rhythm that Nicholas Branca brought to the table, is the template for what became Sweet Soca and all those other things later on. So here we go. Correct. So we are listening for, in this situation, how Edwin is singing. I remember that when it came, this song came to crop over, this was completely fresh in terms of how Edwin was using the ways, bending the notes, that influence he had from R&B, his singing voice, the way how the music was being phrased, the rhythm underneath it, which was pure dancehall. The combination of all these elements functioning and participating, engaging with Crop Over was completely new. And from then, as I said before, the influence was tremendous. We had Rupee with Ice Cream soon after that. And then we had all the other Ragga Soca songs that came, Sweating, and then all the other stuff that Edwin brought out, and then All Aboard, the influence of Trinidadian sound, and then we had later on all the Kesses and everybody functioning with this tempo, using this singing voice. All of that was the watershed moment, was definitely, in my view, Pump Me Up by Edwin Yearwood.
There you go. The man knows what he's talking about. He's not going anywhere, though, Dr. Stephan Walker. We still got 7 more songs on that list.
All right. This is another song on the list. This is the top 10 list. We've already done 3 songs, I believe. And this is Ragga Ragga, the song that gave Ragga Soca its name. And it was a massive, it is a massive hit. That's the popularity. But obviously, coming out of the Ragga Ragga creation, remember that's what the criteria has. You have to fulfill to make the list. It was influential. The Dancehall plus Soca. It was done before in Chaco by Ado. And happy birthday to Ado, by the way. But it was also the mixing of the two and the popularity. Because when things become popular, initially they become popular, other people jump on, and it gave people more license to say, you know what, it's working. Edwin approaching it to way like this song that's coming out to Chamber Studio by Nicholas Branker, Uncle Nick. So let us do and get involved in this particular type of form of soca. So big song in Crop Over at the time, and very influential, as I said before. Right, so Ragga Ragga, that's also, as I said before, a big song in the Crop Over and Carnival settings, but it's also well known within Latin America, especially in Panama. They think this song is part of the reggae in Espanol genre. It comes out of Jamaica. There are people who have sung on top of that in Spanish, and there's a whole dancehall genre which is precursor to reggaeton, believe it or not. So Plastic Bag has influenced the has a little say within the reggae in Espanol, that whole trajectory into reggaeton.
But you know,
as well too.
Last year, a police officer in Colombia, he was just looking for someone in Barbados, and he found me. But he actually reached out to me and a couple of other radio announcers, and he sent a video of police officers over there doing a dance routine to Ragga Ragga. In Colombia,
Ragga Ragga was huge, huge within that particular market. Yeah, it's a reggae in Espanol, and it was like dancehall, but then sung in Spanish. So that was big in Panama, that style. I was the precursor to reggaeton. So yeah, it's known over there. That particular song is known there. So we want to move on, keeping it moving. So 1990s as well too, that's the period in Crop Over we are at. And this style now is one of the most controversial. It is the Bashment Soca version 1. And the watershed moment within that period is the Hard Wine song by Lil Rick. And Lil Rick, when he brought this out, it was raw. The production was not what people expected to hear on the radio. It was Peter Coppins' first venture into that, coming out of the DJ school. So we had this raw production plus the Bajan lyrics. It was Bajan as it could be in terms of Rick's contribution on the record. It was really stripped down, the fancy instruments, the production was raw, and the idea of bringing this Bajan dialect to the fore in such a way, plus the rhythm of it, is what underpinned that was the first type of Bashment Soca. Fast tempo, Bajan dialect, little instruments, down the road we going, Hard Wine.
Yeah.
remember, we're listening for it there. We're not, it's about the musicality and all the chords. It is what Laura is bringing, this real Bajan dialect to the fore, and the rhythm, just the rhythm and raw production style. So from there, a lot of guys start getting into Crop Over. It brought a whole new generation of people and artists who were not necessarily thinking they had the strongest vocals, but they had something, they wanted to have some fun, and they brought all these records. So you're talking Fraud Squad, you're talking Outpatients, you're talking all of these other people, Contour and Pong, all these other guys got involved in Crop Over. And from this Bashment Soca, the Waking Up started to change. So people dance as well too, with indie fests and parties changed because of Bashment Soca, because of the music and where it was emphasizing certain beats. So that is the Hard Wine, the Bashment Soca number one. That's what is in the list. So also on the list is another song from the 1990s. As I said before, this period was a real high point in creativity within Crop Over, and I want to play Allison Hynes's Ragamuffin, her work with Square One, because her approach to singing soca as a female formed the template. So that's why it's on the list, because it influenced many artists to come, and this is one of her breakout hits, Ragamuffin. Once again, Lil Rick is on the record, and we have the rhythm coming to the fore, and this comes from Through That Hole Ice Records trajectory. But anyway, we have this rhythm, we have Allison on top, and the way she's approaching it in terms of her physicality, body, aggression, for lack of a better word, is what defines the female soca style. So here we go. So the list, we're trying not to run it chronologically. So we jumping back a little bit here to the 1980s now. So we had the period of Calypso defining the style of the 1980s. But what was the soca song? What was the song on the road? Well, the song of the road was the Mighty Griner. And he had a way also, he had a style, and there was a certain production element that went in behind him that was pretty much part of that overall package as well too. So we had the work of Eddie Grant and the musicians over at Blue Wave Studios, Ice Records, and the style of Griner was using particular beats that you would get from disco and rock music. Doom, that. And then you put Griner's Bajan on top of that, plus all the Calypso rhythms. So there's a certain sound that developed in the 1980s that was very popular. Griner won 3 Roll Marches because of it. So the defining song and why it enters into the top 10 list is a song called Mr. T, the first of the hat trick for the Mighty Griner.
The first hat trick.
So check it out, Mr. T.
Look, I learned my lesson well. You can't trick me again. But no more ice grain can swell up my brain. Mr. T, I sing it loud and plain. And I sing it, T. Lamago, don't hold me. Lamago, unfold me. Lamago, don't blindfold me. Lamago, T. Lamago, don't hold me. Lamago, I am in now to be free. I can rip your pants. I can make you dance. You can feel that I is a nessa aunt. I can milk your goat. I can sink your boat and next. I gonna beat you with my ex. Alright.
Hey man, the first.
Yes, the first of the hat trick. And I hope people are on the waves can hear what I'm talking about, right? Is that boom, bap, which is like a normal beat you would hear through any popular music, right? Correct, catchy. And now we got this dugoon, dungo, dungo, these Calypso rhythms and then Griner singing on top of it. That's a very stereotypical, the prototype, sorry, of the Eddie Grant song from that period. So that's why it makes the list, because that defined the song of the 1980s crop over. Once you come in the crop over the 80s, you come in a party, you heard Grinder on the road.
But you know what? Quickly, you know, you can't have a rush through the importance of the contribution of Eddie Grant, but quickly, just mention, because you mentioned it briefly while we were off.
Correct, yeah. Eddie Grant studio, as I said before, he defined, in my view, the popular sounds of the 1980s. Because remember, he worked with Gabby with Boots. He worked with Square One as well, too. And he had musicians in his studio. Nicholas Branco worked with him. Terry Arthur, he recorded Square One in the early days. And it was those guys that went off and defined the sound of the 90s. You're talking Terry Arthur and his work with Square One. You're talking Nicholas Branco's work with Square One and Crossfire, as we played in the earlier songs. So Eddie Grant studio, that space, that creative space, really helped define the crop over sound over the 40, how much ever years it's been in operation. Because a lot of the stuff we're listening to now has its roots directly connected to that particular period in the 90s. And if you go back further, to Eddie Grant in the 1980s, in my view.
You know, you mentioned Terry, Mexican, a part of Square One. And the next guy on this list was produced by...
Yes, another guy in Square One. Once again, you're seeing it in action. So this one is, some people say, what is it on the list? Well, don't be surprised. It's my car breakdown by Contone. And let's explain why it's on the list after we play. Or you want me to talk first?
Man, you know what? You already got me biting at the line. I want to know why Contone made your list.
So this is to me, no, this is the person's really personal comes into this. This song received the biggest reaction I have ever seen in a crowd. In 2006, I was playing in Bacchanal Time, and we did a show in George Street Auditorium, and I seriously thought the auditorium was going to collapse when Contone appeared. This was the most popular song in the Bashment Soca, the first form there ever was. The reaction was tremendous. I can literally, when people talk about the ears, you can feel the energy in the ear. When he appeared, it was electric, beyond electric. And this song made the list because of that one. So it's a popularity factor involved in this, a reception factor by the audience involved in this. But it also marked to me the end of the Bashment Soca period, because the backlash was not immediately felt in 2006, but eventually by 2008, this form had begun to wane. This form that started by Lorik, which was the Bajan dialect, these fast tempos and these juxtap, all these types of songs that had this type of presentation, disappeared by 2008. So this is the pinnacle of that particular period and the end of that era of Bashment Soca. And it ended, to me, with the real massive popularity of this song.
We have two more songs on the list. I know you're wondering. I wonder how many of you actually had any of Stefan's songs on your list. I think somebody carries some time. I don't know, man. I think we just started the conversation. I think similar to Edwin and with some of my other guests, we're going to have to do a part two. And I don't mean the quiz that we're going to have.
They need to come back for this quiz.
Yeah. In addition to the quiz.
Okay.
All right. So recapping so far, the songs that you have in no particular order. We had Hard Wine by Rick, Country and Well, RPB, West Indian Politician, Gabby, Ragamuffin, Allison and Square One, Pump Me Up, Edwin and Crossfire, Mr. T by Griner, and Raga Raga by RPB, and the last one we just heard, Contone with My Car Breakdown.
Correct.
You just gone all over the place with this.
So we got two more. Remember from the periods, but I didn't want to do it chronologically. People saying, oh, 80s, no, 90s.
Mm.
You know, we hopping back, making it interesting, catchy. Mm.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So we to the modern now. So pretty much these are the latter period now. So at least this part will now round off in a logical order. And I think these two songs now represent what you hear now. We have now Bashment Soca Part 2. 2016, the competition started. reintroduced or rebranded the Bajan dub that was going on that had come back at the beginning of the 2010s now. Now formalized into a competition brought into the whole crop over realm and now is in a competition called the Bashmut Soca Competition. And then now we have the other modern song representing now by What the Red Boys Do. And for those unfamiliar with the Red Boys have been the major producers within Crop Over and Carnival since 2006 when they brought out Woman by the Might Side, that fantastic album that they brought out. Biggie's song that won, right? And from then they've been the leading, one of the leading soca producers, and their sound now. And the Red Boys sound is defined by a very polished type of approach, where it's professionally produced, the musicality is on in terms of its rhythm, in terms of how the music is put together, harmony goes with melody, strong in terms of melodic material, direction of melody, where the singability of the melodies, it is very well produced and polished. And they're using the rhythms now from the 80s soca. They're bringing it back now in a big way. So some of the Big People Party, you can hear that drum beat played back in the Arrow
days. And the fact that you actually have live instruments.
And the live element coming into it, which is an aesthetical, I can use that word on 92.9. That's an academic KFL word, which is a choice. It's a preferred choice of the musicians in the 1980s. They're bringing it back now in this period. So it gives you that noise wrapped up in a professional, well-produced, well-recorded, mixed, mastered, all that kind of stuff at the highest professional level. So you're having that in the soca now, and that's the sound of the Red Boys, caught on mic. Excellent in terms of their contribution. So we have a song representing that period, the period we are now. We have a song representing that, which is Peter Ram's All of We, which won in 2015. And then we have the Tech Off Something from Stiffy representing the Bashmut Soca Part 2. So when you go out, or when we could go out, you will get the Bashmut Soca. You'll also get that Sweet Soca song. We're talking the guys. So I mean, Kes Sound is within that Red Boys realm. They didn't produce for him, but it sounds like that, how the Red Boys approach their music. So we get those two sounds, S-O-U-N-D-S, existing in these two songs, S-O-N-G-S.
Should wind alone. No. All of we end up in one place, taking a space. This fetish we hold. We no wanna drama. No. Come to upset me, karma. Hey. So while you're jamming, I want to hear you chanting. Hey.
As a DJ, that was a very interesting year for me. Correct. Whenever this song was played.
2016. So guys, that's my top 10 list. It's as I said before, the rationale was it had to be influential. It had to typify a sound of a period. And that was what I think those songs did within that top 10 crop over list. So thank you so much, DJ Cashy, for having me. It has been fun, and I hope to return for a part two, but definitely for the quiz between Ronnie and Ryan Bean.
Yeah, we can make it. I love how I put in Ronnie as something that he hasn't even probably heard or agreed to, but that doesn't matter. I'm going to make it happen. I know it's hard for him because he's working early mornings now, so he really has to, and he ain't so young no more, so you know, he got to get to bed early, but we're going to work something. Oh, so can you, okay. Somebody just sent a message for Gregson. Gregson, good afternoon to you. Gregson
is here.
But thanks a lot, Doc. I really appreciate it. Always like your insight. And you didn't just give the sounds, but you gave the reason and the rationale behind it. I think what I'm going to do tomorrow is continue this here and see if we can get some more talk, because I'm seeing a lot of lists coming in there. See if we can deal with that there tomorrow. But always a pleasure. Yeah, thanks for coming through, man.
Oh, my God. Great being here. Bye-bye, VOB country.
Alrighty. That was your fireworks. Fireworks brought to you with the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing. West Indian Waterproofing. Remember, waterproofing means us. Give us a call today at 271-4933. Rotoplastics Barbados Limited, manufacturers of the Tough Tank Water Storage Tank and your tank installation and maintenance specialists. Also distributors of the Pentax Water Pump. Thanks to Dr. Stefan Walker for being a part of our crop over conversation today. Up next, we have the latest right after this break.